USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A rocket attack struck near the U.S. Embassy in Iraq. The attack did not injure any personnel, and the coalition remains committed to supporting the government of Iraq to defeat ISIS, according to Colonel Miles Kagans, a spokesman for the U.S. military operation. He added they are not able to identify who was behind the attack. No one has claimed responsibility, and the incident remains under investigation. Three Iraqi officials said that two of the rockets fell inside the U.S. Embassy compound, while another hit near the coalition base. The Democratic Party has added an 11th presidential debate taking place in Phoenix on Sunday, March 15th. The debate, hosted by CNN and Univision, is taking place 2 days before voters head to the primaries in Arizona, which is emerging as a battleground in 2020. Illinois, Ohio, and Florida also hold their nominating contest on March 17th. This is USA Radio News.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
President Trump has now been snubbed by a Republican governor. With that story, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Vermont's Republican governor is not endorsing President Trump's reelection bid, but is rather endorsing Bill Weld for the White House. Phil Scott says he thinks a lot of the former Massachusetts governor and of his platform. Vermont Republicans will be primary voting on March 3rd. Scott signaled last year he had concerns about President Trump's rhetoric and conduct in office and that he might endorse someone else. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg said he won't take lectures on family values from conservative radio host Rush Limbaugh, who suggested Americans wouldn't elect Buttigieg because he's been kissing his husband on stage after debates. Buttigieg said, "I love my husband. I'm faithful to my husband. On stage, we usually just go for a hug. And I'm certainly not going to take lectures on family values from the likes of Rush Limbaugh." This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is now endorsing Bernie Sanders for president, a move that puts him in a position to become the leading voice in opposition to Sanders' newest rival, Mike Bloomberg, his predecessor in leading the nation's largest city. President Donald Trump is out to rev up his appeal with a key voting demographic, NASCAR fans, as he takes on the Daytona 500. Trump will be the second sitting president to attend the 500 after George W. Bush in 2004. This year, Trump will serve as Grand Marshal and give the command for drivers to start their engines. The stakes are high when a major civic exercise involves a large population, new technology that has not been thoroughly tested, and an entire country waiting on the results. Just ask the organizers of the Iowa caucuses, which offered a cautionary tale on the technological woes that could befall a big political event. Some observers worry this year's census carries the same potential, except on an infinitely larger scale. The U.S. Census Bureau plans to try out a lot of new technology. It's the first of a once-in-a-decade census in which most people are being encouraged to answer questions via the Internet. Later in the process, census workers who knock on the doors of homes that have not responded will use smartphones and a new mobile app to relay those answers. A government watchdog agency, Census Bureau's Inspector General, and some lawmakers have grown concerned about whether the systems are ready for prime time. Most U.S. residents can start answering the questionnaire in March. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.